Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, if you need a playbook, Noble Gold says allocate gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. My conversation at the Amfest Strong Church. Here I am. I think you're going to really enjoy it. Get involved with TP USA Faith at tpfaith.com. And please consider getting involved with our program. If our program has touched you at all this last year, become a member. It helps us out and remain uncancelable and uncensored at charliekirk.com and click on the exclusive members tab. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Welcome, everybody. I am thrilled. This is the first year that we're doing it this scale and this size. And, you know, we have TP USA Faith, and it is growing like crazy right now. And we have pastors from all across the country, and it is just incredible. You guys having a good time at America Fest? I'll say it again. When you see a Turning Point USA staffer, just pray for them, because they're not sleeping. They're running around. They're solving problems. And just have grace on them. Just smile and say thank you, because they are working so hard to serve you. And I think they're doing a really, really great job. Wouldn't you agree? They're doing a great job. So the spirit of this night is all about worshiping our Creator. Now, some of you here tonight might have some ideas about Christianity. It's like, oh, I grew up in a Christian school, and I don't like the rules, and I like this, but Charlie told me to show up, and I'm just going to sit here. So tonight, I want you to open your heart and open your mind and say, I'm going to entertain, even just because somebody told me, this idea that there is a God and you are not him and that God loves you. Those three things. That there is a God, you are not him, and that God loves you. Those three things. Now, as you can see in my shirt here, here I am. It is something that we are repeating at TPUSA Faith. And, you know, I listen to podcasts and read the word, and I just was thinking, I was like, boy, what does God want this theme of 2024 to be? And it's kept on repeating and repeating and repeating as I would read in my devotionals and read in my Bible. This idea of, Lord, use me. Here I am. Lord, use me as an instrument for your will. Now, one of the things that I think is so important to remember as we just had that incredible worship is that we worship a loving God who allows us to be here on this planet to do his will here on earth. And all of us together, if we have a posture of the willing, and there's different categories for all of us. You see, some of you, I love the Bible. Don't we love the Bible, everybody? It is just, and I want to riff on this a second. I spoke about this in the Turning Point Academy breakout, which is, what is your owner's manual, instruction manual for life? If it's not the Bible, I want to hear it. You can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Is it Pray, Eat, Love, or whatever that book is? Or I Do Yoga Meditations? It's fine. Whatever it is. You have to have some instruction manual that you reference. Am I acting correctly? Am I marrying correctly? Am I living life well? You see, for me, and for those of us that call ourselves born-again Christians, it's the Word of God. It is the Bible. It is the totality. It answers every question. Why are we here? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Boom! Your existence is not a mistake, everybody. And are you a clump of cells that accidentally came into existence over millions of years of Darwinian evolution? Genesis 1:26 and 1:27. And God made us in his image. We are image bearers of the divine. And therefore, by the way, that means every single life, born and unborn, must be protected, regardless of how big that life is. And let me say this, if you are a pastor and you are not speaking out for pro-life ideas and policies and politicians, you should resign from the ministry, because every pastor needs to be speaking out about abortion in their church. Okay, so we know why we're here. Bereshit in the Hebrew. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We know what a human being is. Now, what is good or evil? And a lot of people say, you know, I know good and evil through common sense. I know it just because I trust my gut. Bad idea, everybody. You need something to tell you that. And you're like, oh, I know it because what my parents taught me. Where'd they learn it from? Oh, their grandparents. Where'd they learn it from? You go to other countries, you realize what we take for granted is right and wrong is a Christian inheritance that has been passed down through many years. And if we're serious about saving this country, we need to get back to the source of where that inheritance came from, the Word of God, and our true citizenship, which is in heaven. So I love the Bible, and even if you're not convinced, I ask you to spend 1 hour a week and read the Bible. Because you know what I love about the Bible? The more you read the Bible, the more it reads you. It reads you back. It talks back to you. I've never found a book like that, ever. It answers every single question. Infinite about wisdom in Proverbs, Psalms about worshiping God in times that you are having difficulty and heaviness. What happens when we die? The answer is, if you give your life to Jesus, you have life and life everlasting, which is the greatest hope for all of us. But also, is murder wrong? Should we honor our parents? Should we care about our country? Jeremiah 29:7, demand the welfare of the nation that you are in, because your welfare is tied to your nation's welfare. Every major question you might be wrestling with, there is an answer in the Word of God. And so there's this phrase I'm just going to keep on repeating. Here I am, the first time it appears in the Bible. And this will apply to every single one of you, because none of you get an excuse not to leave here tonight to say, here I am. The first time it appears in the Scriptures is one of the best known stories. The story of Abraham and Isaac. Now, just by backstory, for those that don't know the Bible or might have forgot, that's okay. It's all good. Abram is called by God in Genesis 12. We have no idea why Abram was chosen. We don't know anything about this guy. He's just living with his dad till he's like 85. He's kind of a bum, honestly. So if you think that millennials won't leave their parents' basement, it's been going on well since Abram, everybody, okay? By the way, this is before video games, before smart. What is this guy doing in his dad? And literally God says, leave your father's home and go on an adventure. And we have no idea why God chose him. We have no idea. He's not that impressive of a person, honestly. But he was willing. He was not talented. He was not handsome. He wasn't necessarily courageous. But he was the most important thing for a believer. He was willing. It says in Genesis 22, and it's one of the least understood stories in the Bible, where, you know, some people say, oh, did God want Abraham to kill his son? No. And by the way, the whole story of Genesis 22 is really about Jesus. The whole story is about Jesus as the true sacrifice. But it says right there in Genesis 22 that God was testing Abraham. But the angel of the Lord, the messenger of the Lord, called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And how does Abraham respond? Here I am. Send me. Tell me, God, what to do. And you might say, yeah, I'm ready. Abraham, all of a sudden, they said, okay, you got to sacrifice your son. The son, by the way, that he never thought he would have. What was his son's name? Which means laughter. Why'd they name him Laughter? Because they laughed at the prospect that they would ever have a kid. This is a kid they could not believe actually existed. A kid they said, oh, come on, I'm like 195 years old. You know, Sarah's not going to have a kid. They have this son that's literally called Laughter, and God says, do you really follow me? Do you really follow me? And Abraham says, here I am. Now, Abraham passed that test, and that is the reason eventually that we know that God, Abraham, means father of nations, that the covenant was started. The covenant that leads all the way to Jesus Christ and an uninterrupted line that leads us here tonight. Abraham was tested. Many of you are going through a test right now. I guarantee it. You might have gotten a diagnosis from a doctor that's not that great. Your spouse might be dealing with something. You might be going through a divorce. You might say, I don't need this here I am stuff because my life is too hard. What did Abraham say when his life was hard and he was tested? Here I am. Every single one of us goes through times of tests and trials. And you say, God, use me. What do you want from me during this trial? The second of which is Jacob, which ends up to be Israel. So Jacob, literally, is a very, very interesting character. Jacob means usurper or heel and redeemer, because he literally was holding on to Esau's heel as he came out of the womb. They were twins. And it's very simple. The angel of God said to him in a dream, Jacob, and he said, here I am. And from that point forward, the nation of Israel was born. The willingness of Jacob turned into the nation of Israel to go build something. Some of you here tonight are being called to build something new. And this is going to speak to some of you. Is God whispering with the Holy Spirit in your ear to start a new business, to start a family? That spirit of Jacob of, here I am. Here I am, Lord. I'm going to build something new. Now, my favorite one, because this is most of you, is Moses. Moses had it all. He had a comfortable life. He got along with his father-in-law, Jethro. He was living in Midian. He was living the high life. And he all of a sudden stumbles upon a burning bush. And his life was not easy after that. He had to lead, without a doubt, the least impressive group of people in the history of the ancient world, the Hebrews. God bless them, but they complain all the time and they were slaves to be a great nation. And what did Moses say? It's one of the most powerful scriptures. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He had it all. Imagine, some of you right now are how Moses was. You got a good business. You don't speak out about politics. You got lots of friends. You go to a country club. You're well-liked. You're Moses. I'm good. Everything's great. But maybe God's whispering in your ear. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to leave comfort and go on an adventure? Are you ready to leave the nice pleasantries? Guess what? None of that stuff matters. Country clubs, going on nice vacations, and wealth. You know what matters more? Eternity matters a lot more than that. A lot more than that. Moses says, now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he fled his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside and see this great sight. Why is the bush not burned? And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called out to him and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. At that moment, Moses was saying, all right, God, I'm going to leave the cushy job. I understand that if I speak out for my faith or speak out politically, I might lose my job. But here I am. Comfort and Christianity sometimes come to a head. In fact, we are called to get uncomfortable as believers and Christians. If you are comfortable, you're not doing Christianity right. Then Samuel, this one applies to a lot of you. I love this one. Samuel, now a boy, was ministering to the Lord in the presence of Eli. He was a child. He was young. Turning Point USA students, where are you guys? You guys are all over the place here. This one is for you, because some of you might say, I'm too young to be used by God. This here I am thing. Now Samuel says, here I am, the most of any person in the Bible. He keeps on saying it. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. The eagerness of the youth activist. It reminds me of seeing these Turning Point USA kids running all over the place here. All ages, all backgrounds can be used by God. Let me say that again. All ages, all backgrounds can be used by God. And Samuel, of course, was then led. And the Lord said, Samuel. Samuel arose and went down. And he says, here I am, for you called me. And Samuel was then called to amazing and great things. How about Isaiah? Isaiah, of course, one of the major prophets. Isaiah literally means God is my redeemer. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And then he said, here I am, send me. And through Isaiah, we get the fulfillment of the promise that is Jesus Christ. And finally, my favorite, because this one applies to every single person, which is Ananias. And you might say, who is this? Ananias. Ananias is a character in the book of Acts, written by the apostle Luke. He continues by saying in Acts 9:10, it's incredible. So an angel of the Lord, it's a lot of angels going around here, and the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias, and he says, Hanani, here I am. And now here's some context. I'm going to read it like it's some context. Lord said to him, rise and go to the street called Straight, the house of Judas. Look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying, and he has seen a vision of a man named Ananias. Come in and lay hands on him. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. Okay, here's the context. Saul was a bad dude. He was not doing good. And God called Ananias to go and confront him. And he's like, I don't want to do that. He's mean. But he was more than mean. He was going and killing people. How many of you here tonight know somebody that you need to confront that is doing evil? How many of you here tonight know a professor that is abusing their authority? How many of you know tonight a neighbor that is just terrorizing people based on politics? How many of you know a weak pastor that needs to be confronted by a believer and say, either you need a lead, follow, or get out of the way and preach the word or not be a pastor any longer? Now, whether it be Abraham, Jacob, Moses, Samuel, Isaiah, Ananias, the here I am is when legendary things happen in the Bible. Six people that are some of the most important instruments for God's will here on earth. And I'm just going to close with this. That is my phrase going into 2024 I'm going to use. I hope it is for you as well. Because every single one of you need to say, God, I am willing. Use me. Use me for your purposes. Liberty is God's idea, not man's idea. We will never allow the church to be called non-essential again, as they allowed strip clubs and marijuana dispensaries and convenience stores to remain open. We believe in a strong church. Now, for those of you that are really wonky, one of my board members came up to me and said, Charlie, it's really bold naming a whole thing after yourself. I said, what are you talking about? Well, Kirk means church in Scotland, and Charlie means strong man or strong church. Strong church. So I didn't do that intentionally, for the record. But we do need a strong church, everybody. And it starts with all of you. Look, for those of you that are not yet believers, it's very simple. You're going to have a court date. We all die. And you're all going to meet the supreme judge of the universe. Justice is getting what you deserve, which is going to a not-so-good place. We're all sinners, and we all fall short of the glory of God. But thanks to the cross, a perfect, loving God who came down in human form, human flesh, lived a perfect life and died for us so that we could live forever. At that moment, we're about to get that sentencing into eternal damnation. Somebody says, no, I know him. I know her. Welcome to eternal life. You have an opportunity. The gospel in four words is Jesus took my place. Three words is him for me. Two words is substitutionary atonement. And one word is grace. Grace you cannot earn. Grace you do not pay for. It doesn't matter how much money you give to the hospital. It doesn't even matter how many doors you knock on for Trump. And I hope you knock on a lot of doors for him. You can't earn it. It doesn't matter if you're a good person. It doesn't matter if you have always done the best you can, because what's different about Christianity is that it's a gift for all of humanity to receive regardless of everything that we have done. And your life will be transformed. You will be born again. Grace is not earned. It is given by a God who loves you and wants to spend eternity with you. It is the most important decision you can make in your life. Here I am. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon Recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting. Because life's too short for a bad hire.